Very good morning to you. Dwight Davis with you for our Bird Notes this morning. Some thoughts on seeing a Louisiana water thrush in October. First, the bird is not a thrush, while it does resemble one. It is actually a warbler, but an odd one in a way, since it prefers to stay close to the ground rather than flit around in the treetops like most warblers. The water part of the name is appropriate, since the Louisiana water thrush, along with its northern counterpart, the northern water thrush, has a preference for watery habitats. The Louisiana of the name derives from the state where it was first identified, though it nests throughout the South. The second thought on seeing this bird was to consider the long journey that this 5-inch bird has ahead of it. This particular bird, by the way, late in leaving. It's heading toward Mexico and the West Indies, or perhaps as far as South America. Third, the chip. This water thrush was not singing his spring song, but proclaiming his presence by a short chip sound. Most birds have a variety of vocalizations. The full song is usually used to proclaim territory and attract a mate, and thereby attract humans in the process. There are shorter, usually less musical calls, too, used for communication. One of those usually called a chip, which is essentially an onomatopoetic designation. A lot of birds have chips. The cardinal comes immediately to mind. The yellow-rumped warbler's chip is heard from the brush throughout the winter in our area. It's very distinctive. Some experienced birders can identify birds from their short staccato chips. I cannot, for the most part. Item 4. Peterson has a page in his field guide titled Confusing Fall Warblers. Now, this has always struck me as a good example of redundancy. It almost goes without saying that fall warblers are confusing, at least to me, since they're not in their textbook colors. However, the Louisiana water thrush is not among those confusing fall warblers. He looks pretty much in autumn, as he does in the spring. And item 5. The Louisiana water thrush keeps its plumage in the fall, and also its behavior, notably the tail wagging. He shares this wagging or pumping of the tail with several birds, a group called the wagtails, of course, the palm warbler, the spotted and solitary sandpipers, and the ovenbird. And now, and here is the mystery, most of these tail bobbers frequent watery habitats, and several of them have spotted breasts, like the Louisiana water thrush. And the question is, why? Some thoughts on seeing a Louisiana water thrush in October.